This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of Central and Southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio Re-Performance piano. Jacobs Music has six locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues, including the Westminster Conservatory, from which we'll hear several performances this hour, including our opening selection featuring pianist Emily Wu. Emily Wu is a seventh grade student in John Witherspoon Middle School in Princeton, New Jersey. She has lived in Princeton for 5 years. She started learning piano 7 years ago, I think, and she's very fortunate to continue piano studies with Dr. Patricia Landy at Westminster Conservatory when she moved to Princeton. We are going to hear her perform one of Felix Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, The Hunting Song, Opus 19, Number 3, pianist Emily Wu. Pianist Emily Wu performing one of Felix Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, The Hunting Song, in A major, opus 19, number 3. The Japanese composer Mamoru Fujisawa, who is professionally known as Joe Hisaishi, is known for composing hundreds of film scores. Many of these are for anime films and also for video games. There's a really beautiful film called Spirited Away, and if you have seen this anime, you might remember that there is some very poignant piano underscoring. And this underscoring is a piano piece by Hisaishi called The Sixth Station. I think this is a piece of music that can really work in concert. And I know this young pianist who we are going to hear now really, really loves this piece. But please accept my apologies because I am not exactly sure how to pronounce this young pianist's name correctly. It's either Gabriel McGivern Jimenez or Gabriel McGivern Jimenez. I am not really sure. I have not met this talented young pianist yet, but I want to make sure that I am pronouncing his name correctly. That's why I've tried saying it several ways. But in any event, here he is performing The Sixth Station. Music by Joe Hisaishi, a piece called The Sixth Station, performed by Gabriel McIvern Jimenez. His name might also be pronounced Gabriel McIvern Jimenez. I'm sorry that I don't know how to pronounce it, but I hope that he will correct me if I'm wrong. The important thing is that his performance was just right. Next, we have another live performance from the Westminster Conservatory, and it brings us a young man named Sahil Malhotra. He's from Plainsboro, New Jersey, and he's currently a junior at the Lawrenceville School. He began studying piano at the Westminster Conservatory under his teacher, Maria Zolotareff. Since then, Sahil has been honored in the Music Fest and the NJMTA competitions and the Westminster Conservatory scholarship competition with performances in Carnegie Hall. Last year, a highlight of his musical career was performing the Symphonic Variations by César Franck as a soloist with a symphony orchestra. Way to go. Sahil also plays piano for his school jazz band, and in his free time, he enjoys fencing, learning about biology and American history, and writing for his school's newspaper. Clearly, he has a lot going for him. Let's hear Sahil Malhotra perform now the concert etude by Franz Liszt titled Un Suspiro.
Thank you.
Music of Franz Liszt, the concert etude Un Suspiro. It featured the talented young pianist Sahil Malhotra. And my name is Jed Disler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance Piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuja Wang, Art Tatum, Thelonious Monk, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. We tend to forget that many of today's greatest pianists, and I'm talking about today's greatest adult pianists, also were kids at one time, and hopefully they're still kids at heart. I'm thinking of one pianist in particular, Yevgeny Kissin, who really got started in his early adolescence and throughout his teens to get a lot of international attention. I think he was about 15 or 16 when he played a recital in Tokyo that was recorded for Sony Classical. And from that recital, I'd like you to hear a really splendid and dramatic performance of Frédéric Chopin's F-sharp minor Polonaise, opus 44. Thank you. pianist Yevgeny Kissin from a 1987 concert in Tokyo. He was performing Frédéric Chopin's Polonaise in F-sharp minor, opus 44. Kissin must have been, I think, 15 or 16 when that was recorded. I think now Kissin must be around 46 or so, and of course he still plays wonderfully, wonderfully well. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacob's Music. Jacob's Music takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacob's Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artists competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events aimed at musical enrichment that also includes the live performances that we hear on this very program. On a recent concert featuring some of these young pianists at Westminster Choir College, we got to hear two preludes in C major that couldn't be more different from one another. First, we are going to hear a piece that I think most piano students learn at a certain point. I certainly did when I was a kid. The prelude in C major from Book One of The Well-Tempered Clavier by Johann Sebastian Bach. Here is a really lovely performance of it by Liana Reiger. That was music of Bach, a piece that we all love, the prelude in C major from The Well-Tempered Clavier, Book One. We heard it performed by pianist Liana Reiger, who is a sixth grader at Timberland Middle School in Hopewell Valley, New Jersey. She comes from a musical family, and she's been studying with Phyllis Lehrer at the Westminster Conservatory for a couple of years. She also plays the violin, and she likes to sing, and she is also into fencing. Isn't that cool? Now, let's hear another prelude in C major. The composer this time is Sergei Prokofiev. We're going to hear it performed by a talented sixth grader at Montgomery Lower Middle School. His name is Daniel Liu. The prelude in C major, opus 12, number 7, sometimes it's referred to as the harp prelude, by Sergei Prokofiev. We heard it performed by Daniel Liu, who studies with Galina Prilutskaya. He's won several competitions, and from what I understand, he's played at Carnegie Hall 5 times during the past few years. We began the program with music of Felix Mendelssohn, and now I would like to return to Mendelssohn and one of his major solo piano works, the Variations Sérieuses. It features a pianist named Elizabeth Yank, who was 13 at the time of this recording. Music of Mendelssohn. Music of Felix Mendelssohn, his Variation Sérieuse, performed really, really well by Elizabeth Yank. That was recorded live at Westminster Choir College. We are going to conclude this episode of Kids on Keys with music by Nikolai Kapustin, who composes very exciting and very elaborate piano pieces in a jazz idiom. And when you hear Kapustin's music, it's always like listening to a great, great improvising jazz pianist, except for the fact that the music is completely written out, completely notated, and the trick is to make it sound as though it's being improvised. We will hear the first movement from Kapustin's Sonata No. 6, performed by a 15-year-old pianist, Andy Wu.
Thank you.
What a jazzy and uplifting way to conclude this episode of Kids on Keys. That was pianist Andy Wu. He is 15 years old, and we heard him perform the first movement of the Piano Sonata No. 6 by Nikolai Kapustin. You've been listening to Kids on Keys. I'm your host, Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Our recording engineers for this program are Sam Ward and John Baker of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, April 7th at 1 p.m., and all programs are available as webcasts at our website, www.wwfm.org. All of us at the Classical Network thank these young pianists for sharing their talents, their love of music, and their hard work with listeners all over the world. Until next time, this is Jed Disler, and please be well, be compassionate, be helpful, and please be kind.